We're back. Yeah, it is truly an honor, a privilege to sit in for Paul W. You know, a small kid from Allen Park doing this, pretty much amazing. But regardless of all that, we have one of my favorite people with me to talk about a landmark case. And as you look at the TV screens all over the place, everyone's talking about this landmark case. We have Marie Osborne. Marie, how are you?
I'm great. And you're the boy from Allen Park. I'm the girl from Warren.
Well, there you go.
So I think we probably grew up a lot of the same way and just kind of have maybe the same sensibilities. Maybe. We'll see.
I think so.
So we're talking about this landmark case involving Meta. And the case that we're looking at here is another case that they're waiting for a verdict to be announced. Also in another social media case that we heard of at the top of the hour with Fox News. But this story, this is this Meta case that's facing this major legal setback after a New Mexico jury ruled that the tech giant misled the users about the safety of its platforms and ultimately enabled the sexual exploitation of minors. The state attorney general, Raul Torres, sued Meta in 2023. He accused the company of failing to protect young users and allowing predators to contact children on the platform. After a six-week trial, a Santa Fe jury agreed, ordering Meta to pay $375 million for violating the state consumer protection laws. So he called this verdict a historic victory. Meta ignored internal warnings, he said, misled the public, and put profits ahead of kids' safety. Meta says it's going to appeal, and a spokesperson for the company says that it remains confident in its record of protecting teens online. So I think maybe you could better address the issue of an appeal. What kind of appeal could they make here, do you think?
Well, you know, usually appeals are going to be something with an abuse of discretion. The judge gave a bad jury instruction. The jury didn't get the proper jury instructions. Maybe there was a ruling within the court, you know, that they allowed something in that should not have been in. We have this rule of evidence called 401 and 403. That's a balancing test of was it something relevant or was it too prejudicial or over its probative value? There's all sorts of claims. They'll have to post a bond. You know, the sad part about this, and people are equating this lawsuit to that, you know, of either the asbestos or the smoking, you know, cases that causing cancer. Here's the sad thing. The stock went up the day after the verdict 5%. So, you know, they asked for $2.1 billion. I do think the way they program and the way they fish, and you read this complaint and you look at these facts and what was going on with these young kids being...
Kids,
15-year-olds, right? Being exploited to do unbelievable graphic things. And how they fish and how they get them and how they pay these kids. This is disgusting. So predators were using these platforms to do these types of things. The jury spoke. We'll see about an appeal. It'll take time for anyone. It's basically $5,000 for each potential complainant. Obviously, there's thousands of complainants. And fines, and there's going to be an abatement of some sort. When I say abatement, that means there's going to be some cure for which the platforms have to do. But, you know, reading this complaint and going through this, it's a very lengthy complaint, but it's very graphic, very detailed.
Very difficult to read. The case that we're waiting for, we're watching here, is this jury is coming back. The verdict's going to be read shortly. This is this other case in Los Angeles.
Right.
This one is it's a separate social media addiction case, and it involves Meta as well, but also YouTube. So similarly, these cases, you know, they're waiting here. So do you think this is going to bring a wave of lawsuits, more lawsuits in this realm?
Absolutely. I think it'll trigger. I mean, there's already 40 states that want to jump on, attorney generals that want to kind of use this to set their platforms or set their lawsuits, you know, against Meta for consumer protection acts. This was kind of the gateway. I think that will happen. Will it end up in a class action? I don't know. That's possible. But one of the things that I really, you know, I have a young boy, 15 years old, committed suicide. And he was bullied on a social media platform. That social media platform, you know, they were basically saying some graphic and ugly things to this young boy. Mr. Bronstein and his family have basically, they've pioneered in Chicago. It's against Latin School of Chicago. about going after these platforms to hold them accountable. But again, they're in a different area because they're not a publisher. They're not an editor. They're just a platform for people to disseminate, right?
Right, right. It's a little different.
It's a little different. But now I love the fact that there's some teeth to it because you should have a guardrail basically put on these platforms to protect kids,
right? And if you have any doubt about this, just think, I mean, us as older individuals, we're not teenagers, obviously, that are being solicited for this kind of pornographic material or anything like that. But just do a search because you're going to buy a new pair of shoes. And for the next 2 weeks, you're going to get how much stuff when you search anything else on your social media sites, every shoe brand is going to, or handbag or makeup or whatever it is, they're going to try to sell you. I went looking for new glasses the other day. That's all I have now on anything that I open up.
Exactly.
So that's how this works. Even though you're saying they are not the manufacturers of this, they're just the platform.
Right.
That gives you, you know, this is like uncharted territory. So this gives you an idea of where, how this is.
I think our Attorney General, Dana Nessel, I think other states are going to jump on board just basically to make sure that there's protections because there's human trafficking going on and they're using these platforms to pay kids to do insane things. There's not enough eyes out there to, you know, watch kids what they do with their phones. Watch kids what they do with their computers.
Oh, and I'm sure parents blame themselves over this.
All the time.
I mean, in this case that you mentioned of the youngster who took his life, I mean, I'm sure the parents have such a burden with that.
Mm-hmm.
But as a parent, you're a parent.
Right.
How can you possibly keep a complete eye on the technology that your child is using?
It's insane. I don't know how you can do that, especially now with AI, bots, everything going on.
Yeah.
The phishing that's happening. And then, you know, a lot of this stuff is coming over from overseas, right, where they're trying to traffic kids and sell, you know, pornography and the like. It's just, I hope, it's a dark subject, but there needs to be a check and balance here. There needs to be protection for everybody involved because this is where predators lie. This is where they come in.
There's nothing too dark to protect vulnerable people and children, in my opinion.
Amen to that. I totally agree. Well, I love seeing you.
Great to talk with you today.
Great talking with you. Yep. Pleasure is mine. So we'll be right back just after this.